Good morning and Parliament ko PM ka vanakkam. Hopefully it's done in justice, but the weather of the country is as unpredictable as its politics. Delhiites would know as they wake up to a rainy morning, hoping it's a better morning than the afternoon and the evening yesterday for Akhilesh Yadav, trying to do damage control after his father Mulayam Singh Yadav said that he wished to see Narendra Modi as the next Prime Minister again. But let's not worry about that. In 2014, Mulayam had said the same about the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, and we all know how that turned out. It is 14th Feb 2019, and the word of the day is pawning. It's P-W-N-I-N-G, which in internet lingo refers to a hack or a defeat. And according to a series of tweets by Prateek Sinha, co-founder of fact-checking website Alt News, the Google document circulated by the BJP's IT cell, which frames and circulates messages that are then posted by a host of handles, including union ministers, was modified. And what happened next? Well, next, hundreds of Twitter handles like those of Union Minister Pon Radhakrishnan and BJP Assam Pradesh, the official handle of it, tweeted those same messages word by word. While it might seem like a laughing matter, the purpose here is to demonstrate that a non-government entity sitting in BJP's office is controlling what a union minister is tweeting, is what Prateek Sinha said. And reminds me of what Muffler Man, aka Arvind Kejriwal, requested citizens yesterday. He said, "Last time you made a class 12 pass the Prime Minister of the country, do not commit the mistake this time and find someone who is educated, because a class 12 pass person has not the understanding where he is putting his signs." Unquote. Well, that's one way of absolving the Prime Minister of his complicity in the Rafael deal, saying that though the Prime Minister was leading it, it so happens that he did not really know what he was signing on. So on to the Rafael deal and the Chowkidar Auditor General report. Well, the much-awaited report of the Comptroller and Auditor General on the Rafael deal has said that the contract to acquire 36 fighter jets was only 2.86% cheaper than the price being negotiated by the UPA government in 2007, but not 9% as claimed by the NDA government. Some had even gone to say that the deal was 40% cheaper than the UPA deal. The centre may have got the Rafale jets cheaper by 2.86%, but CAG has questioned why bank guarantees weren't embedded in the final contract, particularly when the French government refused to stand sovereign guarantee for the deal. CAG said the SALT had given financial and performance guarantees in its 2007 offer, but this wasn't there in the 2016 contract. The CAG also contradicted Defence Ministry on aircraft cost, hence proving that Nirmala Sitharaman had been lying under that arrogant head of hers. Safety net, part of UPA offer, missing an NDA deal. The total savings, the report says, accruing to the vendor, that is the SALT, should have been passed on to the ministry. Instead, it states this was actually a saving for Dassault Aviation when compared to its previous offer of 2007. And unnecessary add-ons and delivery schedule is also under question, given the urgency in which the deal was signed. A gain of just a month in delivery should be enough to see through the lies. And I'm not even getting into the fact that Dassault Aviation was not the lowest bidder in 2012, contradicting one of the main reasons given by Narendra Modi, his government, all along for selecting Rafale and not its competitors. And while we are on manufacturing lies, the only channel that beats even the most amazing liar in the world is so great that the UP police thinks that action against this unflushable piece of shit tantamounts to action against the Republic of India. While 14 students of Aligarh Muslim University were booked for sedition on Tuesday evening following an altercation with Republic TV crew, the students were charged on the basis of complaints filed by Bharatiya Janata Party Yuva Morcha district leader Mukesh Lodhi and a Republic TV correspondent. Meanwhile, no FIR was filed on the complaint of the AMU students. The reporter was in AMU doing a story without permission, but that's not all. The story wasn't even about AMU. So what was she exactly doing there? And sedition charge? Really? I mean, you have to be really blind not to see the mischief that the Bhagwa Sarkar is doing to keep polarization and discord alive. On speaking of discord, a furious Mamata Banerjee yesterday refused to calm down when Sonia Gandhi reached out to her after Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, Congress's top leader in Bengal, attacked Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress over the Sarada Chit Fund case in the Lok Sabha. "We will remember," declared the Bengal chief minister when she encountered Sonia Gandhi, UPA chairperson and former Congress president later. "We are accusing each other, but we are friends," Sonia Gandhi said to Mamata Banerjee, drawing a terse response. But later in the day, Mamata Banerjee declared at an opposition meet that she would fight alongside the Congress and the left, her enemies in Bengal, in order to defeat the BJP in the national election. Meanwhile, audio tapes are making BJP's Karnataka Lotus Potus Yediyurappa's life extremely difficult. It is now a day, an audio clip in Karnataka politics. After an alleged conversation between BJP state chief B.S. Yediyurappa and a JDS MLA's son that had rocked the Karnataka assembly, forcing the assembly speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar to ask for an SIT probe into this sordid affair, one more audio clip has surfaced, bringing the ruling JDS and opposition BJP face to face once again. The lone BJP MLA from Gowda fiefdom of Hassan district, Pritham Gowda, is featured in the latest audio clip. The voice, believed to be of Pritham Gowda, is telling a JDS MLA son that Deve Gowda would die soon and Kumaraswamy is unwell. He even adds that JDS will be history soon. Well, according to Kumaraswamy, BJP MLA Gowda was with Yediyurappa trying to buy JDS MLAs for crores and made these distasteful comments. After TV news channels aired the explosive audio, angry JDS workers attacked Pritham Gowda's house in Assam city, injuring a supporter of the BJP. And while we are on supporters of the BJP, stepping up the attack on Puducherry Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi, Chief Minister V. Narayan Sami began a dharna with his ministerial colleagues outside Raj Nivas, demanding that she accord sanction for 39 government proposals, including a free rice scheme. The Chief Minister's action invited a sharp response from Bedi, who shot off a letter to him terming his protest as unlawful. The Speaker V. Vethilingam also joined the dharna later in the evening. And before we head to international news, the Supreme Court yesterday summarily dismissed two court officials for allegedly tampering with an uploaded judicial order that erroneously created an impression that industrialist Anil Ambani had been exempted from personal appearance in a contempt case. The sources said the inquiry was being held to get to the root of the entire issue and identify all those responsible for the alleged tampering of the judicial order. Some lawyers are also under the scanner. And on to international news, where the editor of an online newspaper in the Philippines has been arrested on charges of cyber libel as part of what the country's journalists union said was a campaign of intimidation against voices critical of President Rodrigo Duterte. Speaking from the headquarters of news website Rappler on Wednesday, before she was taken away by four plainclothes officer, Maria Risa said she was not intimidated. And Sri Lanka has begun a search for two executioners with strong moral character as part of a crackdown on drug smuggling. The job, advertised in the state-run daily newspaper, pays ₹36,310 a month. Capital punishment is legal in Sri Lanka, but no executions have taken place since 1976. The country has struggled to find a permanent executioner after its last hangman resigned 5 years ago. The dedicated role is open to any Sri Lankan male aged between 18 to 45, but have to possess mental strength. That is all we have for you for today. Not really related to Valentine's Day, but good to know that scientists have found evidence that the female reproductive tract is shaped in such a way that stops poor swimmers from reaching their goal. Don't let anything get in your way to swim past the currents to achieve your goals. Happy Valentine's Day. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.com.